the Penguins and the Lancers here in the Conlin Center on the campus of Dominican University of California. The number 4 Cal Baptist Lancers, number 5 Dominican Penguins in the conference will battle it out right here in 15 minutes. Welcome everybody, NC2A Division 2. Women's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Cal Baptist coming into tonight 15-11 overall, 12-6 in the PacWest Conference. Dominican 17-9 overall, 11-7 in the PacWest Conference. And Brandon, the Penguins looking to punch their ticket to the PacWest Conference, hosted by Cal Baptist in early March.
Yeah, they hosted Cal Baptist in early January, actually. They lost 94-76, and in last year's campaign season, January 21st, they lost 98-77. And as you mentioned, Forrest, all they have to do is win, and they're in. But if they don't, they got to rely on a win by RU against Fresno Pacific tonight. Yeah. And I'll keep you updated throughout the entire game.
Yeah, you're going to be on the sideline for us once again tonight, and you'll have the stats over there for Academy of Art and Fresno Pacific. And like you said, the Penguins with a win tonight can punch their own ticket. If not, if the latter occurs, a win from RU over Fresno Pacific will send the Penguins to the conference tournament. But the Penguins want to do it themselves.
But if none of those two scenarios happen tonight, then the Penguins will have to win against Fresno Pacific on Saturday to secure that spot in the PacWest tournament.
And a reminder, everybody, the last time out, early January, as you mentioned, the Penguins against the Lancers, as you said, Brandon, an 18-point loss, 94-76. Reminder, that game was without Sandra Ikiora. With Sandra Ikiora back and what looks to be 100% on the defensive side and really getting there on offense, Brandon, she was better two nights ago against Concordia than she was against Holy Names. And Sandy looks to be almost back offensively.
Yeah, Sandy's great on the defensive end, 100%, but as we said, 75% offensively, and they're going to have a tough hand against this Cal Baptist team that is going Division I next year. And the last time they faced off two for us, Cal Baptist ended that seven-game winning streak for the Penguins. The Penguins have a chance to end the seven-game winning streak for Cal Baptist heading into the Conlin Center tonight. And in that game, the Lancers held the Penguins to 36% shooting overall. All right, guys, listen to this. Natalie Diaz, a double-double that game with 28 points and 12 rebounds. And Vanessa Cruz had to tally a career high of 20 points on 5-for-9 from the three-point range, and that still wasn't enough. This just shows you the handful of players that step up for Cal Baptist. Torrey Mitchell, the team's leading scorer, had 22 points on 10-of-12 shooting. One of the freshmen of the week this year for the Cal Baptist Lancers, Georgia Dale, 17 points. Emily Schmidt with an 11-11 double-double. Lexi Ram had 14 points and 8 rebounds. And as I like to say, the Draymond Green game, Emma Margioli had 6 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists the last time these two teams squared off. But the good thing to note in that game for us, the Penguins only had 10 turnovers.
10 turnovers in that game, Brandon. And the one thing that really jumps out at me is Natalie Diaz, 28-12. That's down low. Diaz plays that 5 spot and a 4 spot with Ikiora in the lineup. She was physical in that game. If she gets 28-12 in the absence of Ikiora, imagine what they can do together tonight. If Diaz had that much success, them both in the lineup tonight should be a handful for Cal Baptist on defense and on offense. 12 boards for Natalie that game and playing well. And Brandon, as you mentioned, 10 turnovers. If the Penguins can only turn the ball over 10 times tonight, we like to call the magic number 15 for the Penguins. Once they get above that, it's a little tough to win games. They turned the ball over 33 times against APU and they got blown out. And last time out against Concordia, they were up there amongst 20 turnovers. So taking care of the ball is what Coach Lacoste preaches, and consistency. And he's going to be looking for that for the Penguins tonight, who last game against Concordia started 5-for-20 from the field.
Yeah, 5-for-20. And they can't have that happen here tonight against this Cal Baptist team fighting in the playoff hunt. And this might be a first-round matchup. If the Penguins win tonight, they're most likely will see either Concordia or Cal Baptist. And what an event that would be, Cal Baptist playing in their own arena at the CBU Event Center.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, those two teams could be a possible first-round matchup for the Penguins. And last time out, the Penguins had opportunities with a minute and a half to left, a few of them, and they dropped that one against Concordia by 4, 76-72. So I'm thinking that's going to be a close one again here tonight, Brandon. A little more scoring is what I'm going to predict here tonight in this game. But a four-point game is definitely achievable for the Penguins tonight, as they only lost by four to Concordia last time out. And possible first-round matchups, as Brandon mentions, as Cal Baptist is hosting the tournament this year. Penguins are more than likely, if they get into the tournament, will face Concordia Irvine or Cal Baptist. As we have 5 minutes to go until the first tip in this one, everybody, and we're getting ready. And the Penguins, I'm telling you what, watching them during shoot-around, and I know it's just shoot-around, which is what Brandon and I were talking about. It's just shoot-around, but practice makes permanent. I was actually listening to the interview of Taylor Deneau last night, and when we had Deneau here on the air on Penguin Radio, and Deneau was saying, under Coach Lacoste, everything that you do in practice translates into the game. That's including shoot-around. Practice makes permanent is the way that Deneau put it. And the Penguins shooting here and shoot-around, they look good, they look confident, and they look relaxed, as I'd like to bring in Stuart Horn.
All right, Forrest. Well, here we are again. The Penguin women are on the precipice of something great. The question is, can they get it done? I don't know what you're saying to me.
Well, whatever. You're doing something in the back of the...
I plugged this into five, and that made the difference, and I'm not sure why. Okay, very good. Well, I'll put it in six. How about that? Is there something in six?
Yeah, it's this.
Oh, yeah, okay. That killed that. All right, one, two, three, four. All right, everybody. And there goes... That was my headphone for some reason. One, two, three. What is that?
That is Stretch.
Oh. Hi, everybody. We're just working on some technical issues here. We've still got 4 minutes to go before the start of the game tonight. And Forrest and I are just working on a few things. We have so many networks going. We have the Stretch Network. We have Channel 30 going. Go ahead. Give that a try. That's
yeah,
number two.
That's Brandon's headphones. Okay, he won't be with us. So.
Yeah, and speaking of Brandon, he's going to be over on Channel 30 tonight in Marin. CMCM, that is the Community Media Center of Marin, are here with Scott Calhoun and his group of student broadcasters and telecasters. So Brandon's going to be doing the camera work tonight. Forrest and I will be over here on radio, Stretch Network. The PacWest Conference Commissioner Bob Hogue is in the house, and he is going to be with us at halftime. Man, this is a big night.
And on top of it all, it's academic night here
it's
at the
Conference Center. It's academic night, which means they're going to unveil yet another banner up on the eastern wall of the Conlin Center. And I just found out that if the Penguins win tonight, Forrest, Coast to Coast with Coach Lacoste will be live on television, at only if they win, though.
And we got permission from Spencer Chameau to interview our Penguin player of the game after the game. So what we're going to do, if we win tonight, I will have a player over here right after the game and interviewing the player, and then right after that, we're going to send it to Brandon on CMCM Channel 30 to interview Coach Lacoste.
Holy cow, this is going to be an exciting night on Penguin Radio. And 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go, fans, till we get it started.
And I don't remember if you mentioned it or not, but we will have Commissioner Hogue on Channel 30 at the halftime of the women's game.
I just said that.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you did or not.
So we got Lacoste at the end.
I know you said he's in the building, yeah.
We've got Commissioner Hogue, the commissioner of the PacWest Conference, from the NC2A. He's here. In fact, he's here right now walking up on us. He's been on Penguin Radio before. All right. And we'll have him at halftime. And then Lacoste at the end. We'll have the player of the game. Mark Carlson's here. I mean, you know it's getting
Mary
big.
Mary Marcy will be here.
Mary Marcy, the president of the university, will
and
be here.
We're going to try and get as many people on the air with Brandon over at Channel 30 as possible.
I wonder how we're going to do that.
Carefully.
Yeah, we are. All right, 2 minutes to go, everybody, until the national anthem. I got to go talk to Scott, so take it away, Forrest.
All right, everybody. As Stu mentioned, Scott Calhoun's crew is here over on Channel 30 CMCM, the Community Center of Marin. And a minute 30 to go. Number four in the conference, Cal Baptist Lancers against number five team in the conference, the Dominican University of California Penguins. Baptist once again under head coach Jared Olson, 15-11 overall, 12-6 in the PacWest. And your Penguins under head coach Tim Lacoste in his fourth season, 17-9 overall, 11-7 in the PacWest Conference, as our officials are coming over right here in front of us in our opulent broadcasting booth, shaking the hand of Coach Lacoste and assistant coach Vanique Allen. And Mark Carlson is about ready to address everybody here in the Conlin Center, just off to my left. And we're under a minute to go as Carlson gives me the thumbs up as he's going to address everybody here in the Conlin Center. And it's a big night. It's academic night here at the Conlin Center. And as Stuart Horn mentioned, the DUs and Amy Hankelman will be unveiling another banner here in the Conlin Center. Seven of the last 8 years, the DUs winning the Academic Achievement Award. The DUs lined up off to my right and the Lancers off to my left. A bunch of student athletes will be here tonight as our student athletes will be recognized at halftime at the men's game. So make sure you tune in for that. We'll have another episode of Coast to Coast with Coach Lacoste if the DUs do win here in game one. And then we'll have a player here on Penguin Radio. We're going to have a Waterman interview, and it's just a ton of stuff happening here on Penguin Radio today.
Man, I can't believe it. It's like a circus in here.
It really is.
The best kind. If you love Dominican, you love Dominican athletics. It's a Dominican circus.
A fun one. It's going to be a fun one to be a part of.
Yeah, three ringer right here in the Conlin Center.
You know, we forgot to get a prediction from Brandon Cadiz. I didn't get one before he ended up going over to Scott and his crew. But coming off of a rough shooting game for both teams last time out against Concordia, it was 76-72. Tonight, I'm going to give the Penguins a 90-87 win.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm expecting more offense here in the Conlin Center tonight with these two high-powered offenses.
I'm going 72-69 DU.
Wow.
I think defense is going to be the name of the game tonight.
All right.
All right, everybody. So Mark Carlson is doing the overhead. By the way, Forrest, as he finishes up in between games, we need to get a short stand from Mark.
Okay.
For halftime. All right, everybody. The national anthem is behind us, and the Penguins have an opportunity to clinch a berth in the postseason, and it could happen right now, tonight, as you listen on Penguin Radio, watching it on the Stretch Network, watching it on Channel 30, listening on 102.3 FM, or radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Forrest Hunt, your DU broadcasters for tonight's matchup. Cal Baptist under Jared Olson, 12-6 in conference, just percentage points ahead of the Penguins. They will be sending out the guard, Ana Oliada, a 5'4" freshman. She's from Spain. Lexi Ram, the other guard, the sophomore at 5'10" out of Tucson. Georgia Dale, a 5'6" freshman out of Melbourne, Australia. Emma Maragioli, a 5'6" junior out of Madison, Wisconsin. And Tori Mitchell, a 6'1" senior out of Riverside, the starting five for Baptist. Oliada, Ram, Dale, Maragioli, and Ann Mitchell. For Tim Lacoste and his Lady Penguins, and of course, Coach Lacoste is assisted by the great Fanique Allen. Number four, Alana Scott, only the number one three-point shooter in the nation. Scott, a 5'9" junior out of Rockland. Angelica Collins, the defensive whiz, really a masterful campaign this year. Both sides of the ball, but defensively, very few players can hang with Collins, the 5'5 junior out of Hollister. Sandra Ikiora, as we witness her monumental Herculean comeback, Ikiora, the 5'11 senior out of Valencia, will be in the middle with Natalie Diaz. Check it. Ikiora is going to start things with a tip, I should say. Diaz, though, the 5'11 junior, will be banging around down low. She's out of SoCal. And Julia Razo, the 6-foot freshman phenom out of Woodland. Scott, Collins, Ikiora, Diaz, Razo. Tough five. In the middle is Ikiora. And Tori Mitchell will tip out for Baptist.
Tell you what, last time out, Stu, against CBU, Natalie Diaz had 28 points and 12 rebounds. That's in the absence of Sandra Ikiora. She had a lot of success against the Lancers.
Lancers have the ball attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Off to our right, moving left to right on Media Row. Stuart Horn and Forrest Hunt. First shot on goal left side is an air ball. It's heaved out of bounds by the drifting Lancer, Ana Oliada. Penguins with the ball for the first time tonight. We're 30 seconds in. Diaz, top of the key. Nat with a fine performance a couple nights ago, but the Penguins somehow couldn't get it done, and a foul is committed by Lexi Ram. Ram, a 5'10 sophomore out of Tucson, and the Penguins will get the ball on the sideline. Tonight is academic night, everybody, and Forrest and I are going to be talking a lot more about that. This is a monumental evening here at the Conlin Center. Diaz spins 360, shot on goal from 3 feet. No, missed it a little bit deep. Diaz might be a little bit pumped as we get going. No score yet. We're coming up on 9 minutes in the first quarter. The shot from close range by Torrey Mitchell, the 6'1 senior out of Riverside. Spins left side of the baseline, scores a deuce. Here's Ikiora, who fakes the spinner. Kick out to Scott, back to Sandy. Left elbow, drives in, hard against Mitchell, no. Rebound by Georgia Dale. She brings it up, screams out the play, and it's almost stripped away by Alana Scott. Scott with a burst of speed and now an off-ball whistle. They need a reset on the shot clock from 26 to 21. So they make it 22 instead.
I don't think he was very unclear that he wanted 21.
He was not very unclear. You're right. He was very clear. 8:39 to go. There we go. 21 on the shot clock. We're back underway, everybody. Just a quick stoppage. Penguins on D, off to our right. 2-0 Lancers from Cal Baptist. This is the big night, folks. If the Penguins can somehow win, they will secure a berth in the playoffs. A shot from the right side by Lexi Ram is deep. Diaz, no look, into the corner. Razo, three. Oh, she missed it left. Left corner, and she hooked it just a little bit. Long bomb to the other end on the, it wasn't really a give and go. It was like more like a heave and go as Georgia Dale takes it up, a little bit too much window. Inside of 8 minutes, still 2-0. Ikiora to tie it. Ikiora against Mitchell, and she's stuffed again. Ikiora is rejected on consecutive plays for us, and I don't remember that happening all season, not consecutively.
Now, Torrey Mitchell at 6'1", Stu, is going to be the one that gives the Penguins trouble down low tonight, and Ikiora and Diaz are going to have to be careful going over the back on Mitchell trying to get those offensive rebounds.
Mitchell in the post is tough, as Forrest was alluding to. We're not alluding. He wasn't elusive whatsoever. There's a hook shot from Diaz, and she ties it 2-2. No, he was very forthright with that.
And not elusive at all. I didn't even move.
No, you didn't. You didn't elude anything. There's Mitchell down low and Angelica Collins. Little old Angelica at 5'5", the junior Collins, climbed up Mitchell in order to block it. She got a hand on the shoulder and then a foot on the knee and then blocked the ball, but she was fouled along the way.
Initially, Stu, I thought they were going to call the foul on Sandra Ikiora, and it's not good that Collins picked up her first, but better than Ikiora picking up her first in a certain situation.
Especially after Diaz fouled out with 22 seconds to go in the third quarter 48 hours ago. The first one by Mitchell's no good. Still a 2-2 ball game. Everybody just settling in. Fans included. 7.5 to go. The second one's good. Hey, we could strap up P-Rock if you want.
We need to.
Okay. 7.5 to go, everybody. 3-2 Lancers. Diaz has it down low. Right side Diaz hits the bottom of the backboard. Mitchell with a rebound. The Penguins are just heaving up some Hail Marys so far. Like a bunch of them. Not sure what's going on. Top of the key, Oliata. Three ball. Good.
You mentioned Penguins heaving up some prayers, Stu. And as Razo steps over the line on the inbound, an unforced error. Starting off sort of like that Concordia game did, just heaving up some shots, not making the extra pass. Bad shot selection, and that led the Penguins to a 5-20 start from the field against the Eagles.
After the three ball by the Lancers on the inbounds, Julia Razo tried to get the ball in and stepped on the line and gave the ball back to the Lancers. They bring it in on the short side, and Torrey Mitchell scores a deuce. 7 minutes to go, 8-2, Penguins trail, and a third consecutive rejection by Mitchell against Ikiora. Bringing it up very quickly and swiftly, both. Georgia Dale scores from the right elbow. 6:45 to go, the clock rolls 10-2. Here's Ikiora over Mitchell, no. She went up right side and gets called on a charge.
Oh, no.
Georgia Dale came kind of hacking in, and the look on Dale's face was, uh-oh, I just picked up a foul, and then very happy as she clapped the hands, realizing that the foul was actually committed by Sandy.
They called her for a travel.
Oh, they called her for a travel, pardon me.
All right.
Well, of the two, I'll take the travel.
Yes.
CBU brings it up. Penguins on defense. Seems like I'm saying that a lot tonight. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Right side, soft jumper in and out by Ram. Penguins with a rebound. Here comes Collins. Far side to Nat. Natalie with the only bucket so far tonight. Left side, Razzo. Scott thinking about it. Scott's matched up against Maragioli, which is a good matchup for Scott. Outside, Collins. No. Back down low, Sandy. Somebody reached in. And that is Blayson Varnado. Blayson Varnado, everybody, number 33, has come in and reached right over the top of Little Ol' Angelica. Emily Schmidt has entered the game in place of Lexi Ram for CBU. Sandy with the drifter. Sandy with the deuce. And here we go. 10-4, good buddy. 5:56 to go.
A lot better than 10-2.
That's an old trucker's term. 10-4.
Copy that.
There you go. Oh, you're good. 5:47 as the clock rolls. Penguins back on defense. Put the hammer down. That's what the Penguins need to do. Uh-huh. Georgia Dale now goes between the legs. Goes right, drifts left. Three ball on the way. In and out on Helica Collins with a rebound. Smokey in the house. No, actually, there's very little security tonight. No, don't need it. As Collins gives it away right into the hands of Dale. She goes up two, draws a whistle. Basket counts.
That's one for Collins where you just let her go. She's got the step on you. It's not like you can cut in front of her and try and alter her route. It's going to be a foul no matter which way you put it.
All right, everybody. Vanessa Cruz has entered the game after Collins gets yanked. Collins had a couple good moments so far tonight. But
as Cruz entered, Sue, her career high is against Cal Baptist last time they played and where she put up 20 points.
I'd say put her in. Akayla Haxson has entered the game in place of Emma Maragioli, and the free throw is good, and now it's 13-4. 5:20 to go. Cruz will bring it up.
Cruz likes that behind-the-back dribble and the head fake.
Kick out into the corner. Cruz thought three, but didn't go with it as Oliata's all over. Right wing, three ball, loose three after the miss by Julia. 5 minutes exactly, driving in is Diaz, and there's a good two as she spun it off the glass. And Diaz will take the Penguins to our first timeout tonight. 4:55, immediate timeout. 13-6, the Penguins trail on this one. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Radio.Dominican.edu, 102.3 FM in San Rafael. On Channel 30, Community Media Center of Marin, Scott Calhoun and his group are taking care of this one on camera for you tonight. Stuart Horn and Forrest Hunt to my left, my trusty sidekick. Well, Forrest, tough start for the Penguins so far tonight.
It looks like the same start offensively that we saw against Concordia, where they only put up 12 points in the first quarter. They only have six so far, and we're halfway through. They need tighter defense, and shot selection has been bad.
They're on pace for that 12-point mark, and that's not a good place to be for the Penguins, because after that first period a couple nights ago against Irvine, the Penguins tightened up and looked better, but that first period got them.
First period got them, and it seemed like they weren't able to catch up from there. They brought it back within four in the last 5 minutes, and then it just seemed like a couple of turnovers at the end of the game. Now, Brandon mentioned in our pregame night last time against Cal Baptist, the Penguins only had 10 turnovers.
Incredible. 13-6. DU's got to get off to a better start if they want to get it done. On paper, these two teams are extremely close, talent-wise. But that's why we play them. 4:51 to go. Here's Forrest.
All right, with the ball for the Lancers is Dale, and she has a pass into the corner. It's knocked away by the DUs. The Lancers will keep it with 19 on the shot clock on the northern end. 19 to shoot. 4:45 overhead inbounding for the Lancers will be Maragioli. Cruz with her back to Maragioli. Maragioli looking, finds top of the key. That's Haxson. Haxson drifts left. Pass over to the left wing. Dale back to the top of the key. And the Lancers swing it all the way around to the right wing. Maragioli three ball from straight away. Dale no good. Off iron. Penguins will take over with 4:34. And the Lancers leading it 13-6 here early on. Penguins with a cold start offensively. Playing pretty good defense, which is what Brandon and I talked about at the beginning of the show. Diaz dribbling in, kick out Razzo, ball fake on the right wing. Right elbow long to Razzo, can't get it to fall.
Rebound, Varna Doe. Up quickly with it is Dale, and assistant coach Fanique Allen saying we need to stop the ball straight away. Schmidt over to the left wing, Dale, top of the key, driving in. Marizioli on the left side, crews a good defense. Pass intended, tipped away by Scott. Driving in is Haxson. Shot on goal, hits nothing. Comes up 3 feet short, cruise pressing up. Alana Scott on the left side, into Ikeor on the left block. Spin moves around the defender, shot goes up, and Sandra Ikeor makes it a 13-8 game with 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. Penguins were on pace for only 12 here in the opening quarter, just like last time out against Concordia Irvine. The offense came out stumbling, started 5-for-20. On the right wing, back to the straightaway for CBU. Varna Doe has it, top of the key, Dale. Off to her right, Haxson. The Lancers moving it around nicely. Long three launched by Georgia Dale. Check it, that's Emma Marizioli from 23 feet, knocks down the three, makes it 16-8. Lancers. Sandy out top of the key. Natalie Diaz kick out Razo. Three ball right wing. Julia Razo misses it just short. Rebound Lancers. That's Emily Schmidt. Penguins are cold to start the first quarter here. Straight away once again, Dale with the three. Good. Penguins need to guard the perimeter a lot tighter. These Cal Baptist Lancers can shoot. The 19-11 game. 19-8 game check. An 11-point lead is the biggest for the Lancers. 2:50 to go. Cruz driving in right side, short corner, air ball. Just might have caught the glass as Dale brings it up quickly. Bounce pass, Haxson, reverse layup, no good. Ball in the air, Razo up with it. Pass to Cruz, who crosses the half-court stripe from our right to left. Penguins need to get something going their way. Ikeor spin move off glass, Sandy can't get it to go as it rattled around and fell out the left side. Dale now slowing things down for the Lancers. 2:20 left in the first quarter, 19-8. CBU leads behind the back. Dale drifting to the top of the key. Cross-court pass from Haxson back to Dale on the right wing. Launches a long three once again. Dale this time misses. Cruz up with the rebound. Penguins pressing. Cruz's pass to Diaz. Driving baseline off glass. Natalie Diaz makes it a 9-point game. Timeout. Coach Jared Olson for CBU.
A lot of stuff going on tonight, Forrest. The Penguins are just barely hanging. I keep waiting for them to break into something wonderful. Hey, I just found out that Paul Racanello is going to come on with us.
Great.
Basketball, talk academic night.
And we talked to him before the game. He said, you need an analyst. Or color commentary. We said, yes, come on.
We don't need either one of those, but we do need
somebody
to come on and talk about academic night.
And, Stu, last game against Concordia, the Penguins started 5-for-20. They are 5-for-16 here for 31%. CBU 7-for-18 at 39%. So both teams not shooting very well from the floor. The Penguins just worse.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Penguins are playing tight right now. They're just tight. They're just not loose, not grooving yet. 19-10, mm-hmm. Penguins on defense as we move closer and closer to the end of the first quarter with 1:50 to go. Left side Mitchell. Left side Mitchell off the window, and Mitchell is called as she slams LaRocco to the floor.
And again, Stu, as we mentioned all the time, sitting LaRocco in the middle of those bang plays. But something else to note to see how evenly matched these two teams are. Both teams with 11 rebounds total.
Wow.
And both 9 defensively.
LaRocco hits the deck and the Penguins get the ball as a result. 19-10, though. LaRocco left side, stutter step to Natalie out on the left wing. No looks to LaRocco. She drifts into the paint. Mitchell gets another hand on it. How many rejections is that for Mitchell tonight? Holy cow, Tori Mitchell. She must have a half a dozen so far. 3 in a row against Sandra. Left wing, CBU on offense. Goes Marizioli, no.
Coach Lacoste is looking for LaRocco to be that spark plug, Stu.
She can do it if anybody can do it. Sandy kick out, Cruz three ball, right wing air ball, and heaves it into the parking lot. All right, well, it was a good look for Cruz. A beautiful little setup from Natalie. Inside of a minute, everybody. Penguins down by 9. Mitchell up top. She's going to take the soft one, very short and left. But the rebound is hauled in by Vernado. She gets the ball, goes up with it. No. And now everybody's fighting for it. It was 4-on-1 Penguins and then a whistle. The D's did come up with it. And as it turns out, Lexi Ram pulls up her second.
Offensive rebounds so far here in the first quarter, Stu, two apiece, have been hard to come by.
if you're going to score, it's going to be on your first attempt here tonight. You cannot get second and third attempts. It's just not going to happen.
Julia Razo brings the ball in. Natalie, top of the key. Three ball. Nope, long two. Long two. I got excited.
Yeah, you did.
19-12. It's happened. 30 seconds to go, everybody. Three ball, right wing by Ram. That's good. With the limp wrist, Ram knocks it down. 20 seconds to go. Penguins down by 10. Natalie drives left side. Natalie, a lot of window. Sandy with the rebound. Kick out Julia. Oh, off of her foot. Somehow saves it. Oh, man, I don't know how she held onto it. And there goes up and under Diaz, and she's pushed in the back. And it's on Blazin Varnadel. That's a fifth for the Lancers. We're not quite into the second period yet, and Diaz knocks down the freebie. She'll get to go again.
I'm just glad to see the Penguins putting up more than 12 here in the first quarters, too.
Yeah, 22-13, call it 14. With 7 seconds to go. And here we go, the clock rolls. CBU brings it up very quickly. Over to the right, Oliata gets slammed by. Gets nailed by LaRocca. But the foul is committed by Oleda. LaRocca. I'm calling her Oleda, but I think it's Oleda.
It's Oleda, and LaRocca was just there in time.
LaRocca brings it up with a half a second to go and hits the rim on the buzzer, but no score on the play. 22-14 at the end of one, Forrest. The Penguins look tight. They are not themselves yet, though they've had moments, and I am confident that we will see the Penguins at some point here very soon.
Well, both teams shooting similar, Sue, 32% for the Penguins, 35% for CBU, but the difference has been the long ball. The Lancers have hit 4 of 6, and the Penguins 0 for 3 from downtown. That seems to be the difference here in the first quarter with this 22-14 score.
Well, 22-14 is better than 22-12. And Natalie took care of the two free throws. And we are going to send it now over to the sideline for our colleague, Brandon Cadiz.
Guys, Penguins struggling again in the first quarter, this time only having 14 points. And we emphasize the defense that California Baptist has this season. They are currently ranked with 30. They're currently the top defensive rebounding team in the Pac West, ranked with 35 rebounds a game. And this team also leads 10th in rebounds per game overall with 45, and they only allow a 36% field goal shooting percentage to teams overall this season. So it's going to be a tough task defensively taking on this California Baptist team for the Penguins. Back to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. Penguins are 0 for 3 from downtown. That's a lot of Oh, yeah, I do hear that buzz.
Yeah.
Might have to work on that.
We'll do the halftime.
9:55 to go. 22-14 Penguin ball. Scott's got it. To the top of the key. Diaz kick out. LaRocca drives in hard. Sandy, handoff. She's up against Mitchell. She realized that that's a losing prospect. Diaz over the shoulder. A lot of rim and a whistle. And it's a foul against Diaz.
This, the second quarter, Stu, is the best quarter for the Penguins. And we'll see if they can get something going here, trailing 22-14 with 9.5 to go. Right wing with it, that's Ram driving in on Sandy. Sandy went for the huge block, got a lot of air, and Ram from the right side gets it to fall. LaRocca bringing it up quickly. Pass cross court on the right wing for Scott. Diaz, right elbow, top of the key. Three ball, Razo, yes! Julia Razo buries the three. First one from downtown for the Penguins here tonight, and that makes it a 7-point game, 24-17.
Boy, to say they needed that's an understatement and a half.
Absolutely huge three buried by Julia Razo to give this Penguin team some life. Down low with it is Mitchell, driving in on Sandy. Left hook shot, no good. Sandy with the rebound. LaRocca with it now.
Keep going.
Bringing it up quickly. Diaz straight away, drifting right, kick out LaRocca. Back to Diaz on the right elbow. 8 feet softly from Diaz, no good. Mitchell with the rebound. 8.5 to go, 24-17. Pushing is Dale. Over to Marizioli on the right wing, straight away. Ram. CBU moving the ball nicely. Tight defense from the Penguins. They need to guard the perimeter. The Lancers are 4-6 from downtown. Mitchell goes up around Ikeora, gets her own rebound twice, and then Ikeora gets the block. Penguins pushing up. Razo on the left side. Inside, Ikeora uses the glass, and it falls through, 24-19. 8 minutes exactly. Pressing up for the Lancers is Oleda. Oleda going right side, has an open lane. Sandy got a little finger on it for the rejection. 7:45 left to go. 24-19. LaRocca pushing up for the Penguins. Goes left side to Razo. Straight away, Diaz, who drives right. Over Ram. Off glass, Natalie. Diaz brings it within three. And Brandon's analysis of the second quarter being the Penguins' best quarter is coming to life. Into the far corner, Aleda inside, Mitchell, soft off the front of the rim, and good. Torrey Mitchell with the two, 26-21. LaRocca drives in right side, off glass, LaRocca! Huge layup from the right side for Sydney LaRocca, 26-23. Approaching 7 minutes to go, it's a three-point game. LaRocca gets on the board for the first time tonight. Far corner, Ram, inside Mitchell. Ikeora on her, double teaming Mitchell over Ikeora. And Ikeora was wanting a travel, 28-23 Lancers. Approaching 6:50 to go. LaRocca inside the paint. Kick out, three ball, Scott, right corner, just short. Ikeora with the rebound. Puts down a dribble, tosses to the top of the key to Julio Razo. Natalie Diaz on the left side, has the advantage, up off glass. Natalie Diaz gets it to fall, and that's a mismatch, Stu. Diaz on Ram.
12-6 run for the Penguins. That put them right back in there. 28-25, 7 minutes to go in the second period. Paul Rocanello's alongside. Paul, pretty good game, huh?
Very good game. We're fighting hard against a pretty good team.
And you're not kidding. Shot on goal from the left side goes off by Ram. Oh, no, and Sandy with a big rejection. No whistle. Unbelievable. 28-25. The Penguins get it back. LaRocca kick out. Razo, three ball right side. Oh, in and out. Rebound by Lexi Ram. Penguins trail by three. Back and forth, back and forth. CBU now with the ball off to our right. Penguins on D. Give and go. Driving in. Maragioli kick out right side. Three ball. Missed it left. Oleda. Penguins with a rebound. Razo brings it up. Is LaRocca. And Sydney buries the deuce to bring the Penguins within one. It was 11 points a minute ago. Now it's one. 5.5 to go in the half. Right side now, Oleda. Dale drives in, spins one, circus move off the window. Oh man, what a play that was out of Dale. Georgia Dale. The 5'6 freshman out of Melbourne. Other end, a little too much window out of the junior, Diaz. Coming up on 5 minutes, everybody. The Penguins trail by a three ball. Diaz with the rebound after the missed long three by Oleda. LaRocca now left side. Brings it up.
After a lot of back and forth work, Stu, looks like LaRocca is going to slow things down, let the Penguins offense move around a bit.
Not a bad idea. Just survey, figure out a play. Diaz is fouled in the... as she drives in. Oh no, off ball against Sandy. Ane Oleda picks it up. 4:52 to go. There's a whistle indicating a timeout. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. NC2A Division II basketball. Yours truly, Stuart Horn. And off to my left, my trusty sidekick is Forrest Hunt. Well, Paul Rocanello is here, the Dean of Students at Dominican. A big night here, P-Rock. That's what we used to call him when he was a coach.
Good to be here on Penguin Radio, gentlemen.
So talk about academic night, what it means to the university and what it means to the students, and what does it mean to you?
Well, this is a great honor for our student athletes. I think this is the sixth or seventh year.
Seven out of eight
that we've won the Pac West Academic Award. We've got some outstanding student athletes, obviously, here at Dominican. Not only do they excel on the court, but clearly, 7 out of 8 years, they're excelling in the classroom as well. I know that three of our teams have a cumulative team GPA over 3.6. I mean, that's impressive.
That is impressive. That is very impressive. When you're talking about winning an Academic Achievement Award, some people might be thinking, well, what does that even mean? 7 of the last 8 years, you take the 13 teams in the PacWest Conference, the highest GPA among the student athletes, 7 of the last 8 years right here at Dominican.
Absolutely.
We're not only about great athletics, here at Dominican. We're well known around the world for our athletics, but even more so. The academics here comes first. 4:52 to go, everybody. 30-27. Penguins have the ball on the inbound. Paul Rocanello's with us, Adina students here at Dominican, live on the air. Razzo's got it in the corner, now LaRocca. Down low, Diaz, baseline. Natalie fights for it, spins one off the glass. 4:40 to go. The Penguins trail by only one, 30-29. CBU brings it up. Dale, right side, just playing some catch. Now Emily Schmidt has re-entered the game, the 5'10 senior. She's got it. Back to the top. CBU just playing a lot of catch with 12 on the shot. Now they work it down low into the left post and kick back out. Haxson, three ball, right wing, and they waited for it. Haxson went limb-wristed there, Forrest, and knocked it down, 33-29.
And you can't play better defense by Alana Scott right there. She was in her face, flew by her, was there in time, and just a good shot by Haxson.
Diaz drives in for another hard two from the right side of the baseline. Penguins on D. Vernado has it down low, and she gets a lot of rim. But Sandy got a lot of rebound. LaRocca brings it up, stutter steps her way in, heaves one up. LaRocca got nailed in that left shoulder, but no whistle. Penguins back on D. Vernado high dribbling into the corner for another three by Haxson. She scored the last play with the big three, and now she missed this one and a foul on the rebound on Schmidt. Penguins will get the ball. So back in the day, what year was it that, Paul, you were the assistant coach for the Penguins team?
Gosh, I want to say I think it was
05?
05, 06, or 06, 07.
Something like that.
It's been a few years since I've been
Well, who
the
was the head coach when you were the assistant?
Brett Mitchell was our head coach.
Brett Mitchell, the head coach Brett for Mitchell. 1 year. That's right. 3:20 to go. A guy we don't hear much of. Diaz for two from the right wing to tie it. That's all that happened while we were getting a little word from the ex Penguin head coach, Paul Rocanello. 33 up, the first time tonight for us. The Penguins have tied this thing after a shabby start. Boy, they look good right now. 3 minutes to go in the half. Three ball left wing, buried by Maragioli. 36-33. LaRocca's got it. Oh, Scott was all alone in the corner, but she moved back over to the other side, thinking corner three. No, down low, Sandy, a lot of window. Boy, that's off balance. Ikeora not close. Penguins back on D, 2.5 to go. Pull up, three ball rattles in by Maragioli. That's consecutive plays, 39-33. Timeout, Tim Lacoste.
And you know this timeout, Coach Lacoste is gonna tell his Penguins we need to guard the perimeter. This Lancers team is 6-for-11, Stu, from beyond the arc, and that three ball by Razzo seemed to be the spark to light this Penguins offense. But 6-for-11, are you kidding me? We're not even in the second half yet. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio.
Go to Paul.
Radio.dominican.edu. Here at Academic Night, and 7 out of the last 8 years, as we have Paul Rocanello here with us. 7 out of the last 8 years, and they're going to unveil the banner here once again
tonight.
They're going
to unveil the banner, I believe, at the halftime of the men's game, or right before the men's game?
I think it's halftime.
Halftime. Yeah. Hey, it's a big deal because Bob Hogue, the commissioner of the PacWest Conference, is here. There's a lot of dignitaries. It's just a great night here at the Conlin Center. 39-33. 2.5 to go. Here's Forrest.
LaRocca with it straight away over to Alana Scott. Remember, Alana Scott's too, the best three-point shooter in the country. Down low, Ikeor up off glass. Oh, and Ikeor gets it to fall to bring it within 4 for the Penguins. What? Quickly go the Lancers. Haxson on the right wing, down low to Varnado around Diaz. Varnado off glass and good.
Lancers transition offense giving the Penguins a little bit of trouble here tonight.
Man, you're not kidding.
Very well said. A defensive foul by the Lancers. It's going to be on Varnado. That's her third personal, third team foul for the Lancers. Penguins will have it underneath the bucket. The Penguins struggling to get back in time.
Paul, it's tough over here on the sidelines. You know, we live and die with the Penguins' wins and losses. But as a coach, how tough is it?
Oh, it's exceptionally tough.
I bet.
You know, you want to get in there. Nice by Sandy off the glass on the spin move right there, taking it inside hard.
Yeah, it's got to be tough as a coach to just go night after night with the gut-wrenching wins and losses.
Oh, Diaz with a nice
fast
tip
hands away on that deflection.
Yeah, little rejection there by Nat. Not known for her quickness, but she is exceptionally quick for the Penguins' largest, biggest, baddest player.
Coach Lacoste.
I think Diaz's nickname in high school was the Flash, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
We'll have to check with the folks down in SoCal.
It should have been if it wasn't. That's a good call. 43-37 after the DUs are unfortunately forced to give up another one, but it was up and under by Maragioli.
And Coach Lacoste and Coach Van Eek Allen looking at each other going, how did Maragioli get out down there and get that wide open between Diaz and Aikiora?
And right under the bucket, looking straight up through the net, and then just spun it in off the window. That's one of the toughest plays there is when you're looking right up under the bucket to then spin it in off the glass. You got to put a lot of English on it. 43-37, a buck and a half to go. Sandy on the line, good.
First free throws of the night for Sandy.
So it looks like Angelica Collins returns in place of Julio Razo.
Coach Lacoste made a great adjustment in that midway through that first quarter of getting the Penguins into a better perimeter defense. But the Lancers have a little bit of depth, and they can push the ball hard, which I think is winning us a little bit.
Bringing it up quickly for the Lancers. Another three launch by Aleda. And the Lancers are 7 for 12.
See you, Aleda. Well, she hasn't missed anything in a while.
And Helica Collins on the right side. Penguins moving it quickly. Free throw line. Diaz left side a little too much. Tries to get her own rebound. No. Emily Schmidt will bring it up. Lancers pushing. Aleda quickly. Right wing goes between the legs. Knocked away by LaRocca. Good defense. Quick hands by Sydney LaRocca. Able to poke that one away. Penguins need to guard that perimeter a little tighter. Oh. LaRocca spinning inside, and she took way too many steps.
That looked like Paul Racanello at the faculty student game just a couple months ago.
I would have taken one more step and gotten away with it.
You might have. Here we go, everybody. Inside of a minute, 46-38. And CBU wants to get the last shot off for us. Aleda brings it up between the circles. 21 on the shot clock, so she's going to have to do something. The difference in this one so far has been the work from downtown by the CBUs. Aleda drives it in, a lot of window, runs it off the front of the rim. Sandy gets a hand on it. Angelica with the rebound, bringing it up now, LaRocca. 25 seconds, 20 on the shot clock. Penguins have tons of time with which to work. Right side, now Diaz straight away. Kick out Collins, down low Sandy, baseline Sandy, window Sandy, gets her own rebound, put back. Sandy, it kicks out, whistle, 13.2 to go. 46-38. A moment ago it was tied at 33 all. And then all of a sudden CBU goes on this 13-5 run, 13.2 seconds to go. And one of the greats in DU history, and I'm sure Paul would agree with me on this, having both of us having been around to see a lot of DU basketball over the years, Sandra Aikiora, definitely destined for the DU Hall of Fame.
Sandy Aikiora is a game changer. There's no question about that. When she's on, every team has to contend with how do we stop her.
46-39, what a luxury until she got hurt. Although last game in the third quarter, she really heated up. 4 seconds to go. Penguins on D whistles as driving in is Aleda. And the foul is committed by LaRocca. And that's the first on LaRocca.
LaRocca's a hard player, Steve. We see every time she's getting in there, taking the charges. She doesn't care how big you are. She'll step right in front of you.
Maragioli brings it in. 3.5 seconds to go. Air ball is launched by Dale. And that's the end of the half. 46-39, Penguin Radio on a huge night, academic night.
That's yeah.
Okay. So Paul has no sound?
It's because of this. Remember?
I don't know if that's true. Yeah, you can't hear yourself at all?
I hear nothing. I can only hear you because
you're loud.
Okay. Yes, I am. How about now?
There we go.
Oh, well, what a big business. Difference. Hey, everybody. Paul Racanello showed
hey,
up.
All right.
And we're going to send it over to Brennan in just a moment. But so academic night. So it's a big deal and everything. 7 of the last 8 years, our students have the highest GPA in the conference. But does it mean anything on a bigger scale, Paul?
You know, it means a lot. Obviously, for those of us in administration, when we interact with our colleagues at in our other PacWest schools, it's bragging rights, you know, around the dinner table. We like to rib each other. You know, certainly there's some teams that can gloat about their wins and losses, but we get to brag about the fact that we have the smartest students in the PacWest, which is, you know, that's why we're here.
Anything other than bragging rights?
No, you know, it's a great to when we talk to friends of the university, people who are interested in becoming involved with Dominican, when we can talk about athletics here at Dominican and the fact that our students truly are student athletes, and we can demonstrate that with these very prestigious awards, the success that our students are having in the classroom, and beyond just the grades, the contributions that our student athletes are making to the community, to the university, you know, on a more global level is not insignificant.
Yeah, I would think that it sort of legitimizes and backs up all the things that we work so hard to do. Well, we are ready to go to Brandon Cadiz now, over with Commissioner Hoag right here on Penguin Radio. Well, maybe we'll get back to Paul. we'll get back to Paul right now. Commissioner Hoag is waiting, and go there with Paul.
I don't know. We're trying to figure out the sound here. We got you plugged in.
You guys can hear me, though?
Yeah, we can hear you. Right, here, let me do this. Now you can hear me.
I can hear you.
There we go.
You
now, Stu doesn't need to hear us. Does he? Is he? What's he going to do? Okay. Academic Achievement Night. We'll have all the athletes. You expect all the athletes to be here tonight, right, at the halftime of the men's game,
as many as they can? I think as many as that can that aren't in class. And obviously the men's team will be getting their halftime talk from Coach Booker. But it'll be a good turnout. I know in the past 7 times we've been here for this award, right, we've had a great turnout.
And it seems to be a great turnout here so far, and we're expecting more for the men's game as the women looking to clinch their third consecutive berth to the PacWest Conference tournament.
I always wonder about the phenomenon that even in a losing season, the men draw more live fans than the women. Hey, everybody, we have a special treat, and not just Paul Rocanello, which in itself is a special treat, but we are going to send it now over to Brandon on the sidelines with Commissioner Bob Hoag right now on Penguin Radio.
Guys, a very, very special guest with us here today, the PacWest Commissioner Bob Hoag here with us. Bob Hoag, Mr. Hoag, welcome to the Conlin Center. And first, let's talk about this playoff implication and how good of a game it is so far.
Boy, just a terrific game. Obviously, Cal Baptist has been playing very well, came out on fire. Then Dominican made a great run. Boy, Natalie Diaz was really red hot there in the second quarter, and it's a close game here at the half, a 7-point ball game. Huge implications as both these teams fight for tournament possibilities. Cal Baptist has already clinched. Dominican looking to clinch, so it is huge.
Yeah, and Mr. Hoag, talk to us about the entire playoff tournament here coming up next week at the CBU Event Center, and what are you looking forward to?
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic tournament. It's in Riverside. We've got them on host campuses this year. Cal Baptist hosting. 6 teams qualify on the women's side, 6 on the men's side. We've got, goodness sakes, 4 teams that are regionally ranked on the men's side, 4 on the women's side that are regionally ranked. So we know it's going to be a great tournament. It gets underway next week, Thursday, with first round games, semifinals on Friday, championships on Saturday. So I tell you what, if you're a basketball fan, you want to be following the PacWest tournament.
Yeah, and that final championship game, that's going to be broadcasted right on ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN3. So we're really, really excited about that. The opportunity for viewers from all over the country to catch us and just see how fantastic of the basketball that we play out here in the PacWest. We've got some great teams, and I'm just expecting incredible games, which will have, you know, implications as to who's going to get into the West Regional.
Yeah, and let's talk about next year, though. Here inside the Conlin Center, the Penguins are hosting the 2019 tournament. And I know the radio guys there with Stuart Horn and Forrest Hunt are excited, and I'm excited myself. How excited are you for, you know, the Dominican Penguins hosting it?
Well, I know you guys are going to do a great job. You've got a fantastic staff led by your athletic director, Amy Henkelman. So I know you're just going to do an incredible job. First time that we have ventured out of Southern California for our tournament as we start moving it around California. And Dominican is going to step up and be our first Northern California host. We are hopeful that Penguin Nation comes out and supports PacWest basketball. It'll be next early March, an opportunity for the folks up here in the Bay Area to see just how terrific we can be tournament time, and Dominican hosting the men's and women's tournament next year.
And Commissioner Hoag, we know that Cal Baptist is a very good team, and they're going Division I next year, if I'm not mistaken. How does that open up the PacWest Conference, and what are your thoughts of it being an open competition, and who do you think the top team is going to be next season?
Well, it's really hard to determine it, but I will say, you know, obviously we're going to have some changes with Dixie State going to the RMAC and Cal Baptist going to Division I. We'll be a 12-team conference. That'll give everybody a chance to play everybody equally, which is really a good thing. And it opens the opportunities for everybody just to step up. You know, 12 teams instead of 13 or 14, you know, there's more chances to get into the tournament, more to go to the playoffs. So there's great opportunities for schools, whether you're in Southern California, Northern California, Central California, or Hawaii. There's chance for you to be the PacWest champion.
And you're not here just for any reason. You're here to present Dominican with a PacWest Academic Award 7 out of the last 8 years. And being named to one of the teams is our own Natalie Diaz.
Yeah, the Academic Achievement Award once again goes to the Dominican Penguins. I always say that Dominican, part of your name is I Can. And you can in the classroom. 3.44 grade point average for the conference student athletes. That is absolutely incredible. You mentioned 7 of the last 8 years, and even the year they lost, they had a grade point average of over 3.4. So, I mean, that's a testament to the great student athletes that you've got here. You mentioned Natalie, what a great student athlete that she is. Congratulations to all of the Penguins for doing their job in the classroom, because that's what's going to turn them into great members of the community, society, and just really making a difference out in the world. You got to be proud to be a Penguin.
Any parting words, Commissioner Hoag, before we go?
Go PacWest.
That's Commissioner Hoag, guys. Back to you on Penguin Radio.
All right, thank you very much. Brandon Cadiz and Commissioner Hoag, great work there. Man, that was cool.
All right, good job.
Yeah, we go ahead, Paul. We don't get Commissioner Hoag on the air too often, and it's great to hear from him once a year or so, just about the time the Academic Achievement Awards come around. Paul Rocanello is our guest here at halftime of the women's game with the score of 46-39, 7 minutes to go in halftime till we conclude this big one. Well, Paul, if the Penguin women win tonight, they're in the tournament. If they don't win tonight, they're still not guaranteed a berth. All kinds of things have to happen. It's conceivable that they could back in, but you never want to rely on other teams to get you there. You want to do it yourself.
You absolutely want to do it yourself, and they're battling hard. They've got some pretty tough injuries they're trying to work around right now. You know, it's always tough when you lose some of your key players late in the season. You know, it takes the wind out of your sails. You rely on, you know, a core group of 5 or 6 that have to really gut it out. And against a team like Cal Baptist that's got some wheels, that's got some depth, it's really, really going to require a full team effort to get a win tonight.
Forrest, we might have to ask Rocanello to spend a little more time here in the booth. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I would think so,
yeah. I've learned a couple things here and there.
Well, as a basketball coach, you probably know a lot more than you're alluding to. What do you think the D's are going to have to do in the second half? Here's my assessment. They're playing tight. If they could just loosen up, take a deep breath, I think they'd be fine.
I agree. I think we got to do a pretty good job of holding that perimeter in check. You know, we've got to get out and challenge those shots. We can't over-pursue because they're really good at pump faking and blowing by and getting an easy 10-foot knockdown jumper.
Perimeter, challenge, over-pursue. Okay, I'm making notes.
And I'd say the other thing is we got to run when we can, and we got to slow it down when we need that win. You know, we rattled off that 11-point run in the second quarter right there, and that was fantastic, except for the fact
that
once we got winded, you know, there was no timeouts, there was no stoppage of the game, and CBU rattled off 6 points. So it's tough, but it's a game we can win.
That run that you mentioned, Paul, is just the Penguins were, as Stu said, have seemed to be one step behind Cal Baptist, and then during that run, they seemed to be one step ahead. They were blocking shots, they were closing out on shooters on the perimeter, but 8-for-13 from downtown for Cal Baptist is killing the DUs here in the first half.
It's like playing the Golden State Warriors, I'm telling you.
That's what it looks like.
And a couple of these ladies are firing them from 5-6 feet from behind the arc, so they're not just gimme threes. They're putting some air underneath that ball.
Hey, I want to bring in our special correspondent, Brandon Cadiz, is here with some very important information as far as the Penguins are concerned and their run at the postseason.
Yeah, Penguins here trailing 46-39, and if they don't win this game, all hopes lead to RU beating Fresno Pacific for them to clinch. And currently, Academy of Art is leading Fresno Pacific 37-33 at halftime.
All right, all right. Well, the Diaz are, thank you, Brandon, down a little bit here. But if Art U wins, Penguins clinch a spot in the berth. If the Penguins win, we clinch a spot in the berth. So one way or the other, tonight could be the night. It may very well be the night. You know, the Penguins had that run when they got it tied at 33, and all of a sudden the Lancers took off and went completely bananas.
And what sparked that run was the Julio Razo three ball from the right wing.
That's
so the
right.
Penguins are going to need to shoot better. They're 1-for-6 from downtown in the first half. That will not match up against the Lancers team, who's on pace to knock down 16 threes.
Yeah, that's hurting. And the Lancers, as you mentioned, 8-for-14 outside, and the Penguins only have one. What's the difference? The three ball.
And I think it's confidence as well. The Lancers, as Paul Racanello alluded to, is they're shooting it from 25, 26, 27 feet. The ultimate confidence in shooting the three ball is there for the Lancers, and it is not for the Penguins, who have the best three-point shooter in the country.
And she's 0-for-1 tonight.
Needs to shoot it more.
I'd like to see her shoot it more. Now, the Lancers aren't stupid. They are covering Scott to death. So they've got two on Scott. They've got two on Ikiora. And when they can, they'll put two on Diaz whenever Diaz moves into the restricted area, because from there, she doesn't miss.
One thing I'd like to see Ikiora do here in the second half, it happened a couple times in the first half. When she gets the ball, there's, as you mentioned, usually two defenders on her. We saw her in that Holy Names game where the Penguins put up 97 points. She was making that extra pass, letting the others shoot as well. And making that extra pass here in the second half, I think, is going to make a huge difference, because we've seen a couple of times where Ikiora misses a shot or gets an offensive rebound and tries to put it up right away when there's two Penguins out on the perimeter wide open to shoot a three.
Ikiora is 5-for-11 tonight, 50% from the free throw line. Diaz is 9-for-15. From the field. She has not tried anything downtown. Other than that, some inconsequential field goal percentage by the other players. So it comes down scoring-wise to those two ladies.
You know, two things that I'm seeing right now that are I think can change the game for us. Number one, you're absolutely right. When the double team happens on Sandy or on Natalie, the rest of the girls have got to move. They've got to get in those passing windows so they can see the outlet pass, so we can get it out and get a three ball up in the air, or at least penetrate and pitch across the key. The second thing is our boards, our rebounding need some work. You know, we're releasing a little bit too early before we've secured the ball. Cal Baptist has got a slight height advantage, but not significant enough that it's going to make a huge difference. And if we can put a body on someone, you know, and grab that ball, we're in this game.
Yeah, among the starters, the only player that exceeds 6 feet is Tori Mitchell. And that's for Cal Baptist. Of course, the Penguins don't have anybody over 6 feet. Razo at 6 foot even.
McMorrow.
And Savannah McMorrow, but not of the starters. 46-39. Just talking starters. Will we see McMorrow tonight? Maybe.
One we haven't seen tonight, Stu, they can also shoot the three ball. Big body is Marissa Mandave.
No, that's absolutely right. Mandave didn't play badly a couple of nights ago. In fact, she was one of the standout players. 46-39. It was 33 all with 4 minutes to go in the second period. And then the Lancers went on that 13-3 run. Yeah, and anytime there's a 13-3 run, man, that's rough.
Alana Scott might be heating up right now. I'm watching the warm-ups here at halftime. She just knocked down 5 threes in a row.
Paul, you've been in the locker room, and I've never been. In 18 years of Penguin basketball, I've never been in the locker room at halftime. What do you think Lacoste said with 30 seconds to go?
You know, he probably covered some of the points we talked about. The key is this, when we're talking about the game of basketball, it's a game of runs. You know, every team's going to have a run. You're going to have to manage that run when it's going on your side, and you got to stop the run when it's going working against you. It's a matter of playing the ball, playing the game one possession at a time. You know, run your offense, play your defense. You get out of your game and you play what the other team's strengths are, it's a recipe for defeat. So if we can stick to our game, we're in business here.
I love the sound of that buzzer. Whenever I hear that buzzer, that means basketball is about to happen. 46-39, Paul Racanello, the Dean of Students, our guest here in the opulent broadcasting area at Dominican. We're back underway as the clock rolls, everybody. Third period, driving right side is Georgia Dale, and she scores two. 9 seconds in, it's 48-39. And the Penguins cannot match baskets. They're going to have to get some stops and points. Start shooting the three. Whoa. Coming right at me.
Oh,
Diaz has it. Kick out to Razo, top of the key.
Stage dive from
Got to work on our spacing.
Oh,
Sandy, strong move.
right side as she goes hard to the basket from the left post, but can't get it to fall. 48-39. Penguins on D. Down low, Mitchell. Kick over to the top, Oleda. Three ball on the way by Ramneau. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Mitchell comes down with it. Just what Paul said. A lot of Scott comes up with it. Left side. Here comes Collins. Natalie, top of the key. No look. Three ball. Razzo on the way. Oh, in and out. Mitchell with a rebound. Poked away by Angelica Collins. But Oleda comes up with it eventually. Ram's got it. Ram drives in. Lots of window. Sandy with a rebound.
Great defense by Diaz.
48-39. We're inside at 9 minutes in the third period. Here at Dominican. Penguin ladies have a chance to go to the postseason with a win tonight. They got to get by the Lancers first. On paper, these two teams only percentage points apart as Sandra Iaccura from the right post goes in hard, pounds up against Mitchell, draws the foul, no bucket.
Sandy's 2 for 4 from the line tonight, Stu.
If she can heat up from the line and heat up from those close softies, those three-footers. Mitchell, the 6'1" senior with the foul, Sandy on the line, and it goes. President Mary Marcy's in the house. Always happy to see her in the Conlin Center. 8:39 to go. Penguins down by 8 as Sandy knocks down the first.
Stu, it's worth noting President Marcy was quite the basketball player back in the day in rural Nebraska.
That's what I hear. And, of course, she led the team this year in the faculty student game. She wasn't too bad. Still got it. 48-40. 8:32 to go. As the second one by Sandy was no good, and the Lancers work it to the other end very quickly.
Every trip to the line tonight, Sandy's been 1 for 2, and offensively for the Lancers, playing fast, blowing by the Penguins once again here to open the second half.
Rams got it, down low to Mitchell. A lot of window. Mitchell gets her own rebound, poked away. Diaz has it. Diaz is going to slow things up as she crosses the Dominican insignia. Pulls up, walks, no walk. She goes off the window and a whistle. Goodness, I thought she took at least one step too many, but apparently not.
One of the most underutilized moves in basketball, the jump stop plus the big one step for the layup gets you a lot of distance.
Boy, it really does. She picked up 9 feet there with no dribble. 48-40. Penguin ball right under the bucket. Sandy inbound. Sandy goes left and spins right.
Nice move.
Off the window, and Iaccura is able to score right over the top of the outstretched arm of Blazin Bernadeau.
This is where the defensive play of Collins, Cruz, and LaRocca comes into effect. Poke a couple away, get some fast break points.
Oleda's got it. Bernadeau three ball. Boy, that's a first three missed by the CBUs in about a half an hour. They get their own rebound, long rebound, three ball in and out by Dale. No, rebound is put back and finally is good by Bernadeau.
Two offensive rebounds.
50-42, 7.5 to go in the third period. Penguins down by 8. Penguins, LaRocca, nice kick over to the corner to Collins. The give and go to Alana Scott, no. Sandy with a shot on goal, close range, no. Sandy puts it back, misses it again. Two of those very close. It's not even a jump shot, it's just so close.
You got to make those chippies.
Just got to chip it in and couldn't get it. Sandy with a rebound. She did that at the start of the game 2 nights ago against Irvine Forest, and then she got it together. But here we are in the third, and she's still missing the short ones that she pours in all night long.
And the thing is, Stu, she does have 15 points, 6 for 14, though. As you mentioned, she's gotten up there in the point category, but she has to hit them more consistently, and that's what Coach LaCoach Priest is consistency.
Penguins right under the bucket. LaRocca drives in, and Rocca is able to get it under Bernadeau. 50-44, Penguins trail inside of 7 minutes to go. Must-win game for the good old DUs. Right here on Penguin Radio. Brother, there's a big arm by Bernadeau. Drives in, bashes Sandy, sends her flying. Bernado's bucket is good for two.
Defensively, Bernado's muscling Sandy pretty good. I think it's taking her out of her game.
52-44, I think you're right. It's all about rhythm with Iaccura. And she's able to squeeze.
She proves this wrong.
Squeeze right under the arm of Bernadeau and score the deuce for Iaccura, 52-46, 6.5.
And we talk about Sandy being back 100% defensively and almost there offensively tonight. Looks flip-flops, too.
Bernadeau down low against Sandy. And a whistle. Oh, brother, now Sandy's palms to the ceiling. How can you call it on me when the exact same play on the previous sequence, you don't call it on her?
Exactly.
Those two are matched up against each other all night. Bernadeau is bigger and badder. if you can imagine that. Vernado really pushing off with the elbow. Sandy tried it there and got called on it. There's a good life lesson.
You know, that happened two nights ago. That happened two nights ago against Concordia. Sandy got a foul like that where the same thing happened in the last possession, and she had a conversation with our official last game, and then after that she ended up getting the calls, and she does the same thing here, hoping to get the calls from here on out.
Vernado, the six-footer out of T-Town, Tustin.
Sandy's minoring in political science. She's probably working the ref for cutting some deals
here. Scores them both. Penguins on offense now.
Triple team on Diaz right there.
Down low, and three on Diaz leaves a couple of Penguins wide open, and ultimately a foul drawn by Diaz, and it's on Rem. So that's exactly what she did to Diaz. She rammed her and picked up a whistle. 6:06 to go. Diaz, hook shot, window. Sandy with a rebound, put back, good! Ikeora knocks down the deuce, 54-48.
Sandy ate her Wheaties at halftime, fellas.
Inside of 6 minutes, everybody. Another live broadcast from the Conlon Center. 18 years and running. Driving in Vernado. Vernado whistle off the back iron. No bucket. And let's see if it's on Sandy, and I think it is. Nope. It's on Diaz. That's her second. 54-48, and Vernado's going to go back to the line where she's been aces so far tonight.
Perfect 2-for-2 is Vernado. Make that 3-for-3.
Make it three.
That's a pretty smooth stroke right there.
That really is. She's got nice height to it, too. You know, it's just majestic in its height and drops through with just the slightest sound, 55-48.
Yeah, but they're not getting the PacWest Achievement Award, so.
That's a good call. Yeah. 56-48, 5:44 to go. Nothing but swish.
Those are the bragging rights you talk about.
That's, I hear you.
Whether they win or lose, who's the real winner?
That's right.
Diaz has it.
Nice pass out.
Collins, left wing. Collins, three ball, no. Vernado with a rebound. She's going to dump it off now to Ram, who's going to bring it up. Check it, that's Georgia Dale, left side. Dale picks up a screen for Vernado, passes it back out. Vernado, three ball, no. Diaz leaps for it and gets the rebound. Penguins trail by eight, coming up on 5 minutes. Collins to the top of the key. Natalie right side, a lot of traffic, two on her. All alone, LaRocca up and under. Oh, brother! LaRocca spoons one in. It's like she's ladling up some soup. Draws the foul, gets the bucket, 5:05. The Penguins down by six, LaRocca to make it five.
That bucket was all LaRocca.
You're not kidding.
There was absolutely no movement on offense, and she forced that ball in the hoop.
Up and under. Underhands one from about her knee height. 56-51. We're inside of 5 minutes, everybody.
Double screen.
Oh, LaRocca is something else. Back and forth goes Dale. Down low. A perfect pass from Vernado to find the wide open Emily Schmidt, the 5'10 senior. Now, Schmidt was in perfect position. The Penguins had no answer. 58-57, 4.5 to go. Sandy down low. Ikeora! Deuce from the right post.
Bank shot from the baseline. That was an impressive lean in.
Penguins down by five. It was as many as 11 early in the second. Now it's five. It was tied at 33. 58-53, left window, Vernado. Boy, she's an absolute scoring machine.
CBU's run that same play twice in a row now. Looks like the Penguins are adjusting. Help side just got to be one step quicker, and we can probably stop that drive.
Three ball, Collins, left corner.
There it
good!
Is.
Angelica Treble! 60-56. As close as the Penguins have been in a while. Inside of 4 minutes, third period.
Here comes a double screen up top. Runner through it. One of them's going to slip underneath.
And the left side, the hook shot goes out of play. Dale with the left-handed hook shot after, as Paul mentioned, the double screen up top.
It seems like the Penguins defensively only have to guard two things here for the Lancers. It's that three ball in the perimeter, and then somebody's cutting to the basket every time. We haven't seen a lot of mid-range jump shots from this Cal Baptist team.
It looks like they've figured out that we're about one step too slow on help side, and they're exploiting that weakness. If we can rotate a little bit quicker, as soon as that girl moves off that screen, we're gonna make a good adjustment. We should be in better position to at least contest the shot.
And being a coach, you saw that right away. Two possessions in a row, the Lancers ran that double screen at the free throw line, and then one of them slips underneath. It's just, who's it gonna be? That time they went back to it and didn't work as an errant shot went up off the hands of Sandy out of bounds, but the Lancers will keep it with a fresh shot clock.
60-56, everybody. You're listening to Penguin Radio at Dominican University of California, the radio home of the Penguins on radio.dominican.edu. 18 years, 24-7, on the air. All volleyball, all basketball, all softball, all soccer, all the time. 3:46 to go. Stuart Horn, Forrest Hunt, and Paul Rocanello. Your DU broadcasters for tonight. Academic night here at the Conlon Center.
We're going to do a little selfie here, gentlemen.
Take it.
There we go. We're on the radio here.
Let's yeah.
Put this on my Insta Twitter account.
That'll and, work. Hit it again. Hit it again. Let's get a good one.
We got it. We're good.
Okay. 60-56, 3:46 in the third. Here's Forrest.
Inbounding for the Lancers on the short side. They'll get it in. Vernado kick out to Dale. Dale looking to go by. Bounce pass down low. Vernado. Lancers moving around nicely. Three ball. Marzioli no good. Rebound Scott. 3:35 to go. Penguins across half court quickly. Collins on the far side. Two LaRocco dribbles inside the paint. Kick out to Scott. Three ball right wing. A lot of Scott. No. Off front iron. Rebound for CBU. Schmidt comes down with it. The best three-point shooter in the country needs to get going, and a three from CBU is no good. That one launched by Georgia Dale. Still 60-56, 3:10 to go.
Scott 0 for 2 downtown. Looking for her to get something going. That could be the difference.
LaRocco on the right wing. Crossover picks up a screen from Diaz. Left elbow kick out. Natalie top of the key. To Collins on the right wing. Inside Natalie. Right elbow. Natalie softly. Yes. The Penguins are within 2, 60-58.
CBU does not seem to be concerned about Scott right now with Natalie knocking down 22 points from the post.
CBU on the far side. Ram top of the key to Schmidt. CBU moving it nicely straight away. Marzioli picks up the dribble over to Ram on the right wing. Tight defense by Collins down low. That's Varnado to a cutting Georgia Dale who goes in from the right side right past the DU Man. Defense, 62-58.
Over Hill and Dale to get there too. She just heaved it up and somehow it finds the bottom of the basket.
2:20 left in the third quarter. Far corner Collins inside Diaz. Back out to Collins. Three ball. Collins left wing off front iron. Rebound Ram, and we have a whistle. It's going to go in favor of the Lancers as LaRocca will pick up her third personal foul, fourth team foul.
Paul will remember the reference from the great Dan Dierdorf of so many weapons as he used to refer to the 49ers back when it was Jerry Rice and Steve Young. But the Penguins have Diaz, Ikiora, and then they have that third layer of Scott. And if Scott can get going, CBU cannot answer three ways.
Haxson to Marzioli, top of the key, picks up a screen, launches a three straight away, just deep. Scott with the rebound across the timeline from our left to right. Collins in the right corner, down low, Natalie Diaz back to Collins, pump fakes, drives in, right block softly, rolling around and through with 1:45 to go, 62-60, Penguins trail. On the far sideline is Aleda. Top of the key, Schmidt moving it around the perimeter. Are the Lancers trying to get it inside? Will they shoot the three? Will they find somebody cutting? Haxson with the three right wing as it swirls through. 65-60, the lead's back to five for the Lancers. Collins running the point for the Penguins on the far sideline, right in front of the student section here in the Conlon Center. Natalie on the left elbow, LaRocca to a
nice
cutting
cut.
Scott on the baseline. Over to Ikiora through the contact.
That was great ball movement.
Looking for the foul was Ikiora. She puts it off glass, and great ball movement, as you mentioned, from the Penguins, 65-62. Aleda to Haxton, down low. Varnado on Diaz. Varnado using the shoulders. It's tipped out, corralled by LaRocca. No whistles. The whistles have gone quiet here in the last 2 minutes. We're under a minute to go in the third quarter. Penguins trail by three. Left wing, Collins, Natalie in the paint. Back out, Collins left wing. Penguins moving it nicely. Collins into the corner. Back to Natalie playing catch back and forth. Natalie off glass. No good. A lot of bumping going on in the paint here in the last couple of possessions. Haxson on the left side driving in. Bounce pass. Varnado off glass. Good. 67-62. Penguins trail by five. 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. Collins brings it up for the Penguins. Coach Lacoste calling out the play. Half a second differential between game and shot clock. Scott to Diaz. Driving into the middle of the lane, throws up a prayer, no good, 13 seconds in the backcourt. Aleda, 10, bringing it across the timeline, 7. goes left, 6 on LaRocca. Straight away, Varner Doe, pump fake, 2, into the lane, 1. Long 2, short right corner at the buzzer, yes. From Emily Schmidt, makes it a 69-62 game at the end of the third quarter. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. So it was 7 at halftime, and it's 7 now. Here on Academic Night at the Conlin Center, we have Paul Rocanello here with us on Media Row. And an exciting third quarter, a lot of scoring.
A lot of scoring, some pretty good runs for both teams. Once again, you know, the Penguins, they got after pretty good, but with no clock stoppage, it's tough to keep up with Cal Baptist. They've got wheels, and they're running us, and we just don't have the wind to stay with them.
This Penguins team having a trouble keeping up with the Lancers, as you mentioned. They're running a lot, and they're running right by us.
You know, Forrest, I realized a moment ago that my prediction in the pregame is now done.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was 72-69 DU.
I had a 90-87.
You had 90-87, yeah. That's right. You're looking pretty good right now, actually, if you look at the numbers. That is, if the Penguins get a little tighter on defense, I don't see the Lancers getting a 90, but it could easily happen. We have one period to go. The DUs win tonight, they go to the postseason. If Art U wins tonight against Azusa, they will back us into it. But as Paul mentioned earlier, you want to get it done yourself in front of a home crowd on Academic Night. How beautiful would that be? If nothing else, it's ironic. You get it done both ways, academically, athletically, all on the same night. Bob Hogue is here, the commissioner of the PacWest Conference. Here we go, everybody. Quarter number 4, 69-62. The Penguins trail by 7. Inbounds and down low. Looking for Scott to get something going. She's 0-for-2 tonight outside the arc, the best three-point shooter in the land. Penguins down low to Diaz, kick out, no look. Scott on Helica, back to Sandy down low. Big traffic, lots of window, no. Loose ball, elbows everywhere. And Sandy reaches in and draws and creates a foul.
You have to blow the whistle sooner than that, Stu. Down low, Emily Schmidt was throwing elbows everywhere. Ike Yor had 3 on her going up for the shot, and yeah. She was just hacked.
Schmidt was absolutely bringing it with the elbows. Coach Dave is in tonight for the first time.
Yeah, Coach mixing it up a little bit here. He might be interested in trying something new.
Mondave could very well be the hidden secret so far. Haxson, 3 ball again. Well, she finally missed one. The put back, no. Penguins with the rebound.
Something else to note, we haven't seen Razo here, who's hit the lone 3 for the Penguins here. Check it, Collins hit one as well.
Here's Diaz on the left elbow. She spins, thinks about it. LaRocca outside, drives in, left side. Oh, misses the short layup. She practices that 9 million times a week and never misses one, 69-62. But when the clock rolls, it's tougher as Oleda knocks down the 3 from the right wing.
They knock down 3s like they're shooting layups. It's getting a little bit ridiculous.
You're right.
This team can knock down that outside.
Do they
ball.
Have a dozen?
I think so.
72-62, Sandy, close range, no, tipped out of bounds. And one of the CBUs brings it back in. Diving out, she saved it. 3 ball left wing, Oleda again. Oh, brother, that's 13 of them. 75-62, 8.5 to go in the fourth. And now it's getting a little weird. The Penguins with 2 from downtown. Do I have that number right? Is it 13
get it
for
up
CBU?
For
oh, my gosh. They are on a roll. I mean, you got to give it to them, Paul, when the other team's knocking them down from 23 feet all night. What can you say?
You know, you live by the 3, you die by the 3, and Cal Baptist is definitely living by this 3-point shot tonight.
Diaz on the inbounds from Collins, misses the shorty. The easy layup. The Penguins are missing everything close range. 1 out of Sandy, 1 out of LaRocca. And now 1 out of Diaz, and I'm talking close range balls. 75-62, the Penguins trail, 8 minutes exactly in the ball game. Broken up by Angelica Collins in the backcourt. She's going to bring it up slowly. On the far side, drives in looking for Scott down low, and it's tipped out of bounds by Marigioli. Marigioli, a 5'6 junior out of Madison, Wisconsin, tipped it out of bounds. Natalie drives in against Vernado. Window, no, after a great move, couldn't get the short one to fall. Penguins cannot get anything to work, and just a beautiful give and go right under the bucket. It's more like an alley without the oops. She didn't jump for it. She just took it flat-footed and was fouled along the way, and that is Emily Schmidt, the 5'10 senior.
You know, we've missed about eight or nine easy in-and-out chip shots that are all the difference in this game. If those drop, this is an entirely different game. But
you're right, and with only two threes on the nine, it's absolutely inexplicable. And it rattles around and out.
Cal Baptist misses a free throw.
Yeah, there it is. There's a huge report coming out on Twitter right now. Everybody's everywhere on the Twitter sphere. They missed a free throw. Oh, and they made the second one. And they're back underway, 76-62, 7.5 to go. Here's Forrest.
Penguins with it straight away. Marissa Mandava and Stu. The Lancers are one shy of a dozen as Sandy muffs it into the hands of Aleda. Aleda's going to take it 94 feet up off glass and good, 78-62. It's a 16-point game, and that's the largest lead for the Lancers here tonight.
Aleda's got some wheels.
She's a quick one inside Diaz. Spin move into the paint. Shot goes up, and with the rebound is Varnadoe. In the backcourt, Aleda, 78-62, approaching 7 minutes to go in the game. Penguins looking to punch their ticket to Southern California for the PacWest tournament. On the left wing, Marigioli, Scott in her face, Tua cutting Aleda. Tough defense by Collins, 12 to shoot. Backing out, cross-court pass into the corner. Wide open three taken by Schmidt, no good. Rebound by Marigioli, one of the shortest players on the court for the Lancers. Ball fake by Aleda into the corner. Three ball Marigioli, no good. The Penguins finally get a rebound. A lot of offensive rebounds there for Cal Baptist. Collins right here in front of the booth. Off to our right, on the right wing, down low, Ikiora up off glass, no good. Ikiora is bumped.
Not close.
And she throws it high off the window. Haxson bringing it up. Aleda left wing, three ball just right. And Aleda missed a three. Scott with the rebound. When will Coach Lacoste put Razo back in? One of the two threes for the Penguins here tonight. Mandavi on the right wing, ball fake, driving inside, through the paint, throws up a shot, and it's blocked by Haxson. 6 minutes to go. Pass up court to Aleda, 78-62, CBU leads. We're drifting straight away, Aleda. Collins playing tight defense, looking to poke one away. CBU is just faster here in the second half, and it hits the shoe of Angelica Collins. And the Lancers will inbound just off to our left on the short side, as checking back in is Tori Mitchell. And here comes Sydney LaRocca for the DUs in place of Natalie Diaz.
I'm waiting on the score update from the Art U Azusa game from Brandon Cadiz on the sideline. See what's doing over there.
We have a stoppage in play as Marissa Mandave and Natalie Diaz figuring out who's going to be on the court and who's not. And we have a timeout. Coach Lacoste, you're listening to NC2A Division II women's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. And a 16-point lead for the Lancers with 5:51 to go. And the Penguins need to find something offensively that they can run with. The Lancers 11 for 29 from downtown here so far tonight.
I have some good news. Art U leading Azusa 54-46.
Fresno, pardon me.
And if Art U wins, the Penguins are in. So far, though it's not going the Penguins' way here at the Conlon Center, it is going the way of the Penguins out there in the rest of the world. A happy to report.
78-62.
Much as we'd like to get it done right here tonight on academic night, sometimes you need a little help. Isn't that right, Paul? A little something from the Beatles?
We offer just a little help from our friends every
That's
now and then,
saying.
Stu. You're absolutely right.
Because as everybody knows, Art U are definitely our friends, right? Very good friends. Extremely good.
You know, honestly, it's a bit of a lead here. But if we can eliminate any more future runs from CBU and we can start knocking down some outside shots, we can make this a game with about the final minute left.
Absolutely right.
But we have got to do two things. Number one, we have got to get every single offensive rebound we can and get a putback. And two, it's got to be one and done for them. Because they've had three, four attempts each time down court when they're not dropping down that three, and they're just absolutely just, they're gutting us here.
They are 11 for 29 from outside the arc. I thought it was 13, but it's only 11, which is still monumental.
33 points from 21 feet away.
When you consider the Penguins are 2 for 11. The Penguins have tried as many as the Lancers have actually made. That's not a good statistic when you have the number one three-point shooter in the nation on your team.
Who hasn't hit one yet tonight?
Yeah, she's over.
When will Alana Scott get it going?
That could be the difference. There's still 5.5 minutes to go. Tons of time when you've got the best three-point shooter in the nation on your team.
Well, CBU's also putting their best defender on Alana, so it's tough to find her in this
crowd.
Yeah,
but they've been doing that all season, Paul,
to
tell you the truth.
That's true.
Take it.
CBU in transition. Errant pass just there to keep it inbounds is Emma Marigioli. Good defense by Collins, who tips it away. Diving and somehow flicking it to Oleda was Haxson. Lancers have it top of the key, 13 to shoot.
I cannot say enough about Haxson. She can do it on both sides of the ball.
Haxson, 8 on the left wing. 6 inside Varnadale. Ball fake, 4. Driving in and the charge, I'm going to assume, by just my viewpoint.
Yeah.
And it will be a charge on Blazin Varnadale.
LaRocca hit the deck hard, and Varnadale's much bigger.
Varnado disagrees with that call, but I don't know.
Looks like it from here.
Looks like a little extra muscle was added to that layup attempt.
Diaz will check in place of Mondavi, and something to note here, Varnado, who has been killing the Penguins so far down low tonight, now has 4 fouls. We should see the Penguins be going straight at Varnado here, trailing 80-62. LaRocca has it on the right wing. Last offensive possession, we saw Sandy with that extra pass, leading to an open three by LaRocca into the corner. Collins, 3 ball on the way, just short. Aleda with the rebound, 4:45 left. They need to get it within 11 with 3 minutes for that Scott Davis rule, Stu.
Yeah, good old Scott Davis. The last time the Penguins won a championship, Davis was at the helm.
Down low, Mitchell on IQR, spin move into the middle of the paint.
That was
and
the
good.
That was the year before Paul Racanello was with the team.
It is now a 20-point game.
Scott Davis, good friend of mine, great basketball coach.
He sure is.
He had a fantastic team that year.
Ikeora left block, too hard off the glass, and Ikeora is fouled after getting her own rebound. Penguins will have it down low.
Davis won the championship in 2003 and 2004. The only time that the Penguin men and women owned both trophies the same year.
Scott Davis and Bill Tressler.
That's exactly right, the great Bill Tressler.
The fifth foul was just committed on Torrey Mitchell. Varnado with 4. Now check this out. If Mitchell just fouled out and the Penguins go at Varnado and picks up 5 fouls, that almost eliminates the threat by CBU down low with their bigs, and they'll have to stick to an outside shooting game, which seems to be killing the Penguins anyway.
Scott Davis used to say, if you're down by 11 with 3 minutes to go, you still have a chance.
Collins to the top.
Absolutely. That's 4 shots, and you're right back in the game.
But it's 20 with 4 minutes to go.
Diaz from 8 feet, good.
Well, maybe this is the Tim Lacoste rule.
Maybe it's the Lacoste rule. 4 minutes with 18 points.
Straight away for the Lancers is Schmidt. Down low, Varnadale driving baseline on Diaz. Varnadale gets it to fall. It's back to 20 for CBU. Collins quickly across the half-court stripe on the far sideline. Down low, Diaz back to Collins, pump fake, Diaz left block, spin move, off glass, Diaz no good. Rebound goes to Oleda. Oleda across the logo to the left wing to Dale. Dale driving straight down the middle of the key, launches one off the glass. Rebound, Ikeor, 3.5 minutes left, Penguins trail by 20. LaRocca straight down the lane, high off glass, looking for a whistle, no. Rebound, Mitchell. Mitchell coming with it the other way to Varnadale. Varnado back to Mitchell on the left block. No good. Tipped up in the air. Collins with it. Collins pressing. It's Collins and Oleda. Collins down the lane. Jump stop on the left block. Back to Diaz. 8 feet. Yes. Natalie Diaz from 8 feet away makes it 18 points with 3:04 left. Timeout. Coach Jared Olson with 3:04 remaining. Penguins trailing by 18. 84-66. CBU leads. NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, where Paul Racanello is here with us in the booth here on Academic Night. And we'll come back in about 30 seconds after we hear from San Rafael Joes. Come on. It's thinking. Maybe we'll hear from San Rafael
Joes.
Well, we will once it loads.
Yeah.
There it is.
There we go. Nope. All right, everybody. San Rafael Joe's happens to be the official Italian restaurant of Penguin Radio. My favorite in town. And I told this story a million times. The night I graduated from Dominican 100 years ago, went to Joe's.
I was there last week, actually, after the Saturday game.
Is that right?
Yeah, I went after with my family.
I went there on my anniversary just a couple weeks ago.
Oleda left side, cross court, Mitchell top of the key. Check it, that's Schmidt. Down low, Varnado, pump fake from Marzilli on the left wing, back to Oleda. Bounce pass, Varnado, and oh my.
Holy cow.
The nutmeg, as they call it in soccer, between the legs.
That was a nutmeg. Oh, brother, wrong sport, same play.
86-66, Penguins trail, 2.5 to go. Diaz left block, Collins on the left wing. Just playing catch with each other. Collins will launch a three, just short. Schmidt with the rebound. Oleda will bring it across the half-court stripe. Pass off to Margioli on the left wing. Top of the key, Schmidt. Margioli cutting to the basket. Loses the handle. Varnado picks it up. Varnado muscling, and it's just off the iron. Ikeor with the rebound. Penguins need to go quickly. Penguins need to start shooting from downtown to get back into this one. And here comes Rachel Peterman. Looking to check in. Alana Scott down low. Ikeora on the block. Off glass, yes. Ikeora from 4 feet. 86-68, 1:50 left. So top of the key, Schmidt.
McMorrow's getting ready to come in with Peterson. Mandave.
Schmidt over to the right wing to Oleda. Oleda down low, Varnado, and the Lancers eating the clock, and a three ball is buried by Georgia Dale to make it 89-68.
Dale has that WNBA stroke that will not quit. Just a line drive of nothing but swish.
Down low, Diaz, back to Collins on the left wing. Straight away, LaRocque 18 to shoot, 120 left in the game. Scott to Ikeora, who goes off glass, no good. Varnado with the rebound.
Talk about nothing going down. It's like there's a lid on the bucket.
70 seconds left. Another three launched by Marigioli, and the Lancers cannot miss from downtown.
Is that 15 threes?
I think it's 14.
It's close.
Wow.
11, 12, 13.
Diaz, free throw line
14.
To Collins in the corner. Down low, Ikeora through the contact.
Wow.
Up off the glass, no good. 45 seconds left. So as it looks with a 92-68 lead, the Lancers will milk the last 36 seconds of this one as Alana Scott's called for a foul, and she has the palms to the ceiling, wondering how. That's Scott's first personal, and we're going to get an update shortly from Brandon Cadiz on how that Academy of Art Fresno Pacific game is going as Mandave, Rachel Peterman, and for the Penguins, Savannah McMorrow, the 6'2" freshman check in with 36 seconds left.
What a disappointing fourth quarter. Penguins tied it at 33 after fighting really hard in the second period to come back, as the Lancers are just going to hold the ball now.
I think the tanks were empty at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
We fought hard.
We fought hard to get it back to 33 all, and then the Lancers went on that 13-3 run, and they've never looked back. And now it's 92-68 with 10 seconds to go in the game, and the Penguins are still thinking about it, and McMorrow picks up a foul with 12 seconds to go.
You know, Stu, I will say this. Let's keep in mind that Cal Baptist is going Division I next year.
True.
You know, and the fact that we hung with them for three quarters, you know, at one point within, I think, 4 points, 6 points of them.
It was a four-point game, yeah.
Four-point game, you know, with obviously a few of our better players on the bench injured. It says something a lot about what Coach Lacoste has built with this program.
Oh, no, Tim Lacoste has done wonders with this. You know, it's been a slow process, but he's managed to get it there. And with the exception of Ikeora getting hurt, and that's sort of where the season turned.
Yep.
Diaz took the team on her shoulders and gave it a Herculean effort. But, you know, with somebody like Sandra Ikeora is tough to replace, and you don't. So when she came back, she was 75%. She's still working her way back and hopes to get there for the postseason. Let's just hope the Penguins can get there. As the end of the game has come, 94-68, the final. CBU just too tough on the DUs tonight. Raining threes, 14 of them to be exact, to the Penguins 2. And if that wasn't the difference, then it was the line. And if that wasn't the difference, then it was the D and the rebounds. And the Penguins were just not sharp tonight, Paul Racanello.
No, it was definitely, we had our hands full with this team, you know. 42 points from behind the arc. That's tough on it. When you're playing a great game yourselves, that's tough to overcome.
That's exactly
really tough
right.
To overcome.
Well, we do have a men's game to deal with tonight, and in 31 minutes, we're going to have it for you in its entirety. For Forrest Hunt, Paul Rocanello, and of course our television correspondent, Brandon Cadiz, Stuart Horn signing off for now on Penguin Radio. We'll be back with the men's game in about 15 minutes. And you're listening to Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM in San Rafael and worldwide at radio.dominican.edu.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors.